And welcome to On The Record News. It's Wednesday, the 1st of February. I'm Justin Lam.
And I'm Elle Laws. These are the stories we are following this week. The new TMU Medical School is to be located in Brampton. That's in the northwest corner of Toronto. The announcement came on Friday from Ontario Premier Doug Ford and TMU President Mohamed Leshame.
People of Brampton at the forefront of our minds. Brampton is one of Canada's most culturally diverse and rapidly growing cities, and we understand the unique needs of this community.
The med school is scheduled to open in 2025. That's going to be big, covering 250,000 square feet at the Brantley Civic Center.
Three people have been arrested after yet another instance of the scam known as title fraud. Police made the arrest late last week after the three impersonated a Toronto homeowner and then sold the property while the real owners were out of the country. It's just the latest in a series of such scams. And now, some insurance companies are starting to offer policies to cover this new kind of fraud.
Be honest, you're going to miss those long queues at Service Ontario outlets, aren't you? Because according to Premier Doug Ford, they'll soon be a thing of the past. This morning, Ford announced changes that he says will make it faster to get health cards and driver licenses, as well as you'll be able to book one appointment for multiple services and a single appointment for the entire family. It will be available at 64 of the busiest Service Ontario locations in the province.
And fashion divas, listen up. There's yet another new line of TMU merch. Apparently, new and improved over what was offered just a few months ago. That's unless you ask students. Producer Matthew Tassopoulos and reporter Rachel Aversa did just that.
Hi, my name is Rachel Aversa, and I'm here on the Toronto Metropolitan University campus talking to students about TMU's new merch. These are student reactions and what they think about the new merchandise.
The new merchandise, for the most part, I don't think it looks best. A lot of it kind of looks like it's kind of been either like embroidered, like ironed on onto like basic like hoodies or sweaters.
I get that they're trying to use the logo that is like the school branding, but it doesn't look good.
I think it's more of the graphics used on most of the stuff is too basic, and by basic I mean pedestrian, and by pedestrian I mean you can find it anywhere. And it doesn't say anything. You know, there's no branding to it.
I will say that the gold collection does look really nice. However, I do feel it kind of looks like it's almost like a knockoff version of like OVO or like some other like top brands. The logo with the blue and yellow actually looks kind of nice. So it is nice having like original colors because all the other like logos we had were just like a basic like black and gray kind of look, which doesn't really like show anything. As for me, I probably wouldn't get any of the merch. It just doesn't stand out that much or doesn't really like show off to the world. Like, hey, look at the TMU, check it out.
But the gray one's nice. It has a little abbreviation, so it's okay.
From On The Record News, I'm Rachel Aversa.
Thanks, Rachel. Now to reporter Jacob Stoller for a story about two of our star hockey players. They went to an international tournament on the weekend and came back home with gold.
Fourth for Highland. And that will do it. Team Canada, gold medalist in men's hockey at the Lake Placid 2023 FISU World University Games.
Kai Edmonds and Kyle Bowlers have rejoined TMU Bold men's hockey team. Goaltender Edmonds and forward Bowlers missed four games while representing Canada at the Fédération Internationale du Sport Universitaire World University Games. The two returned from Lake Placid, New York with a gold medal after defeating the university in a blowout 7-2 victory.
Watching the World Juniors, watching your country win a gold medal is something you dream of as a kid, and to be able to do that in front of my family, in front of my friends, it was definitely an honor to just wear the maple leaf, but to be able to win gold as well, it's a very special feeling, something I'll remember for the rest of my life.
Edmonds made 17 saves in the championship game.
Kind of like blacked out, it was a pretty cool moment. Pretty full barn, so I was just so excited, so proud of myself, I guess you can say, to finally score that goal, and especially in the gold medal game, is pretty sweet.
Bowler scored to put Canada up 3-0. The win marked Canada's fifth FISU World University Games men's hockey title.
That was Jacob Soler with help from Rita Hader reporting from the Mattamy Athletic Center.
If you're a consumer of the Loblaws line of no-name products, you'll know that prices haven't changed since November. Loblaws CEO Galen Weston made a big splash at the time, saying Loblaws was freezing no-name prices to help battle inflation. This morning, that all changed. Here's Matthew Tassopoulos with the story.
And today marks the end of the Loblaws no-name price freeze. As OTR reported back in October, the prices of household products and goods, including produce, dairy, and household items, would freeze until the end of January. From today on, prices can once again rise when necessary. However, Loblaws said in a statement that they will try to still hold prices when possible. Here's what the TMU community had to say about the end of the price freeze.
Most of the time, sometimes it's not at all any cheaper than the normal ones.
For the most part, they're generally the best deals. Not always, depending on what's out there, but usually what I'm buying.
No, not really. But it was because I worked at a Loblaws during that, and it was just going crazy. Like, the chips were always going out of stock and everything. So a lot of people were, but I personally wasn't.
We have, like, the no-name detergent. It's like I'm not very picky on how my clothes smell, as long as they smell, like, okay after the wash. So other than that, like, yeah, no-name products are good for saving money. Bought the cream cheese once, but it wasn't very good. I realized that you have to spend a lot of money on good cream cheese if you want it. Like, the no-name cream cheese that I bought was, like, tasted like plastic, and it was like this one big jello ball. Not worth the price.
For On the Record News, I'm Matthew Tassopoulos.
And finally today, some fun events happening around TMU this week. Our intrepid reporter Joseph Casciaro put them all together for us. Here he is.
My name is Joseph Casciaro, and here are some of the events taking place here at TMU this week. Tomorrow afternoon, coffee, cookies, and crafts will be taking place. This is a group mentoring session for 2S LGBTQ+ members of our community. This event will have many artistic activities, and more importantly, lots of hot chocolate and coffee to go with those cookies that are promised in the title. The event is being held by the Tri-Mentoring Program here at TMU. This will begin at 1:30 tomorrow in Pittman Hall. The people at TMU's Faculty Affairs are continuing their Lens Talk series. And this Friday, it's the Barbershop Edition. The event at 4 p.m. in the Daphne Cockwell Complex is for Black male-identifying students. It will be a conversation about navigating black hair from the black man's perspective. Saucy Trims, a well-known Toronto barber, is going to be there, so you definitely don't want to miss this event. MetTV, TMU's own network, will be having a 48-hour film festival. In the RCC, students will be working in teams to create short films that will then be screened for our community all week. This event will allow students to come out of their comfort zones, network themselves, and showcase their creativity. This will take place Sunday at 5 p.m. The first Soup and Substance event of the year is approaching. Soup and Substance is a panel discussion that covers many different diversity-related topics. This one will have TMU Vice President of Equity and Community Inclusion, Tony DeMello, speaking. She will be discussing her vision to support the university's goal of becoming a leader in equity, diversity, and inclusion, and building a human rights-centered campus. That's on Monday at noon in Pod 250. I'm Joseph Casciaro, and those are your events for this week.
Thanks, Joseph. Before we leave, here are some things to look out for this week. The Call of Duty Major 2 Tournament. Toronto Esports Team Ultra faces off against the Los Angeles Gorillas tomorrow. Toronto Ultra won last Saturday's match 3-1, so the rematch is looking good for the hometown team. So be sure to tune in on the Call of Duty Twitch page.
Looking to try out some new restaurants? Then be sure to check out Winterlicious. Participating restaurants will offer prefix menus that are at a lower price than normal. More than 220 restaurants across Toronto are participating this year. The festival runs until next Thursday on the 9th of February.
That's it for today's show. For more stories from our OTR newsroom, have a look at our website. That's ontherecordnews.ca. I'm Elle Laws.
And I'm Justin Lamb. See you back here next Wednesday. What are you going to try?